WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An Air India plane bound for London with more than 240 people on board crashed and exploded after takeoff this morning in India's northwest city of Ahmedabad. Black smoke could be seen billowing from the crash site as the plane burst into flames as it hit a neighborhood. Here's ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent James Longman.
The plane is 11 years old and the Indian Civil Aviation Authority has been quick to point out that the pilot had over 8,000 hours of flying experience, but it is, of course, much too early to know the cause of this crash.
The pilot had more than 8,000 hours, as James said, of flight time. The time of the crash, the plane, a Boeing 787 Dreamliner. It's the first time that type of aircraft has crashed ever. The curfew lifted in Los Angeles this morning as protests against ICE raids continue in several cities nationwide. Iran, censured by the UN Nuclear Watchdog's regulatory agency, and the U.S. pulling non-essential personnel from the region amid fears of a conflict. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. They're back at it today. The Joint Finance Committee will be in session working on the state budget. Today, they've got some big ticket items on the agenda: school funding and shared revenue for municipalities. This includes the public school system and charter schools. This was one of the big sticking points between Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in charge of the legislature, one of the reasons negotiations broke down. Evers says Republicans weren't willing to fund schools, universities, and childcare enough to keep them afloat. Republicans say the state can't afford what Evers wants. Today will be the first time we get a look at what Republicans are planning for the school system. And more than 1,000 citations were given to Wisconsin drivers who weren't wearing seatbelts. Lisa Hale reports.
The Wisconsin State Patrol handed out more than 1,300 tickets during its two-week Click It or Ticket special enforcement program from May 19th through June 1st to remind drivers of the importance of seatbelt safety. The State Patrol points out that there were 176 deaths last year from crashes where drivers or passengers weren't wearing their seatbelts. The campaign gives state troopers an opportunity to educate drivers and passengers on the benefits of buckling up, which is a top priority year-round.
Meanwhile, more than 82,000 Wisconsinites have added emergency contact information to their DMV records through a new program. It was created under the To Inform Families First law signed by Governor Tony Evers in 2023. The goal is to help law enforcement authorities connect with emergency contacts faster in the event of a serious crash. They can look up your license and find your emergency contacts really easily. And that contact info is only accessible to law enforcement. You can add your emergency contact on the Wisconsin DMV website. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Redbirds come to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a four-game set against the Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew losing 6-2 yesterday to the Braves. Rookie right-hander Chad Patrick gave up 5 runs in his 5 innings.
I don't know, honestly. It may be a little hesitation for sure, but it was one of those days where it's a little hotter out there. Early on, just felt like I was behind in the counts. And then as we got going, was able to mix in some more breaking balls and changeups. So just one of those days, you know.
NBA Finals, the Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 lead in that series. NFL, Packers minicamp, Matt LaFleur on why they're taking a look at wide receiver Bo Melton at defensive back, the same position Melton's brother Max plays for the Cardinals.
His brother's a pretty good player as well. I just thought that if there is somebody that could potentially do both, he would be that guy.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms. We could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain with a high in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, more scattered thunderstorms, low in the mid 50s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, partly cloudy, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will give us a Max Inc. preview, and we'll talk to Savannah Tomei Olson about the No Kings protests.
And John and Gordy will play Kings at the event.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
A new choice.
Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
The president warned that any protests on Saturday would be met with force. Can you clarify what kind of protest President Trump does support or find acceptable?
President absolutely supports peaceful protests. He supports the First Amendment. He supports the right of Americans to make their voices heard. He does not support violence of any kind. He does not support assaulting law enforcement officers who are simply trying to do their job.
So if there were peaceful protests on Saturday for the military parade, President Trump would allow that?
Of course the president supports peaceful protests. What a stupid question.
Oh, he'll allow it? Will he allow peaceful protest in the United States of America? Huh. Wow, Harry Dunn had some thoughts a while ago about him. What did she say about assaulting an officer? I can't remember. Assaulting officer or something. I mean, you know what? I have that double headache in my both eyes. Both eyes. Yeah, I need, you know what?
Raised by a wild pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here.
The top five funniest lesbians in America.
Come stick with your baby for a thousand years. Nothing gets better when Dana's here.
That better than us here in LA, Dana, that he supports peaceful protests when he's got Marines
does,
guns
I'm glad
trained on us.
I'm glad I'm your lesbian Advil. That makes me very happy. When you've got a double barrel headache, that's when I come in.
Thank you.
It's insane. All of this has been, it's such a manufactured crisis. It's really, really unfortunate.
Our friend Joe Walsh said, so the National Guard and Marines haven't even been used in Los Angeles yet, so there really was no need for the National Guard and Marines in Los Angeles. So it's all another big, ugly, cruel, divisive, violence-inciting Trump lie. Shocker. I mean, here we are, and we're in the middle of another Trump reality show.
Absolutely. The bluster is, I've got 5,000 Marines ready to deploy. There's always 5,000 Marines ready to deploy. That's what they do. In the two big bases in California, they're always ready to go. It's just, they're also sleeping in really horrible conditions. That's what people should be sharing, these pictures of these Marines that are sleeping on the ground, not being fed or, I almost said watered the way they should be, but hydrated.
Right.
You want to show something? Let's start showing those pictures so they know that they are not taking care of a military who is literally just sitting there.
I love all the social media on this, and thank God for it, Dana. Gay Sox says, a media literacy tip. Just because you see 1,000 pictures of the same car on fire doesn't mean 1,000 cars are on fire. Party Pupil says, are you okay in L.A. with all the riots going on? Bro, I was woken up this morning by birds chirping, and I live 10 minutes from downtown L.A. Stop watching Fox News. I mean, they've already been caught using 5-year-old footage, you know, and again, use the same footage over and over, and you're just like, we live here. It is the size of a pin. It's three or four blocks where this was happening.
I said in a video, I've seen bigger red spots because there's a video. There's like a whole map. There's a little red spot this big where downtown where the protests are. And I said, I've seen bigger red spots on my butt. And they did not call in the National Guard for that.
You know, and they should have, because I remember being at the pool with you. And that was, no, I'm just kidding.
I know. I try and cover it up, but you wanted to go skinny dipping.
By the way, I just think the L.A. connection here with Stephen Miller is what just kills me. Mike from Pennsylvania said, my first memory of Stephen Miller is him at Duke University defending the lacrosse players after they were accused of rape. He was a hole then, and he still is. There's video from him at Santa Monica High School, and he was a racist little jerk then.
Yeah.
He's just, everyone's like, how does Stephen Miller sleep? And I'm like, upside down, hanging from his feet with his eyes wide open. That's how he sleeps.
Dana Goldberg's just, you know what? She doesn't come without the fire.
That's right.
She comes with the fire. By the way, you said day 10 of Gay of the Day is a call to action to protect our immigrant communities. Thank you, Dana Goldberg.
Yes.
And thank you for those of you that joined me on Instagram at DG Comedy and have been watching the Gay of the Day and sharing it. It's a history lesson for everyone. And even the community has been like, I'm learning so much about our past and our heroes. So for those of you that joined me on social media, thank you so much. And thanks for sharing the videos. People are really enjoying them.
They're really well done.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Dana. That's a great job you're doing.
Congrats.
Gay of the day.
Speaking of, you know what? I needed to wait and talk to Dana about this. So we've been talking about in the gulag that we all will end up in. Now, Dino Badal and I had a conversation like, will it be alphabetical? Will lesbians be next to Muslims? Because that way I'll get to talk to Dean, so that'd be good. Chris wants to know if the girl and guy gays will be together. And I'm like, us lipstick lesbian are going to need the hair and makeup.
Chapstick lesbians are going to be building the gulag. So
yeah, I'm going to need some glam. So I'm going to need to be next to those. No, you're not you. You're the wrong kind of gay.
I'm not a glam gay.
I'm going to need the hair and makeup gay guys in with the lipstick lesbians. All right. It's hard to know how it'll break down. Okay, maybe all the comedians. Maybe the comedians will all be together.
Oh, we're definitely going to be together in a corner somewhere, just writing material, figuring out how we're going to get out of this mess.
No, I was saying, you know, we play almost every day. Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert. I mean, I'm telling you, Dana, they are doing far better journalism and social commentary than anybody else. And
I think it's been going on since the first administration when Trump stole the election the first time that the comedians started giving the news while the news was being comical. So I think people started looking to us for actual facts because there's so much facts laced in humor. That's how we do it. It's how we break down barriers and get people to pay attention.
Because we don't bend the knee and we don't sides it. Because both sides do not do it in the year of our Lord. Why do I keep saying that as an ex-Catholic girl?
I don't know.
Year of our Lord 2025.
It's a thing.
Okay. For instance, Timothy said Donald has been in diapers for years. Now it looks like he's wearing a catheter, and he constantly has bruising on his hand from what's probably an IV. We're never going to find out what condition he's actually in, are we? I mean, in the midst of all this ridiculous Biden cover-up nonsense, you're like, look at him falling up the stairs of Air Force One.
Burning his ass. We're never going to know if he's actually sick. They're going to prop him up. They will stuff him like a taxidermy duck, and we will never know if that man is sick.
It's one policy after another. Our friend David Pakman said Trump's economic team now says he'll extend the pause on his own tariffs, so we're governing by 90-day bluff cycles now. What a joke. I mean, the art of the deal with China is a complete joke. And the deal is we get to pay five times more than Chinese public does. When are people going to get? He is the worst deal maker in the world.
He absolutely is, and I cannot scream this enough from the rooftops. All of these tariff things are from Pete Navarro, who doesn't know anything about tariffs. I've said it on past episodes. He made up a source with an anagram of his own name. Yeah. He printed a book. Jared Kushner found it on Amazon, and now they're using it as some sort of tariffs, but some sort of a guy who knows what he's doing. I can't even speak. I'm so angry.
That's
all
right. That's okay.
I mean, expert
on tariff.
27% approval rating for this disastrous bill.
Yeah.
Here is Representative Steve Horsford with Scott Bessent, Treasury Secretary.
Does taking health care away from 16 million Americans lower prices for working families? Yes or no?
Which cost? Oil, fuel costs, food costs?
Household cost.
Sorry?
The cost that households have to cover every month. middle class working people?
I disagree with the characterization.
So the answer is no.
I mean, we just, you know, I just did an exchange, was it Don Baer?
Yeah.
With Bessent, and it just, they just, you, they just lie, because he lies, because Trump lied, they all just lie, like he was talking about GDP and jobs, and the guy, you know, Baer had to come right back and go, no, that's incorrect, yeah. No, it's GDP is way down from where it was, nope, jobless rate, like, I mean, they think they can get away with just, I mean, Trump just said the LAPD asked him to send the National Guard in. He repeats the lie that Nancy Pelosi refused, you know, what do you call it, National Guard on January 6th. I mean, I got to say, as much as we've had some thoughts about Gavin Newsom, I mean, he's really been, like, demonstrating in real time how you rapid response their lies. You know?
Absolutely. Listen, I've got issue with him on some other topics, but I am glad that he's, you know, doing scorched earth on this guy right now and saying this is not what's happening and that they're suing. Like, I think it's really important that there is pushback. All eyes are on California right now. And for all of the faults that he has, he's showing up in this moment, I think, fairly well.
Yeah. I have to say, in all of the, you know, again, because L.A. is kind of overshadowing everything right now and we're here, but that they're charging a United States congresswoman. You saw this, right? Who got caught in this shrum and looks like she was shoved by an ICE agent into another ICE agent, and they're charging her?
Not to mention, she got this indictment in 3 weeks. They had to have shopped for a grand jury that would take this, because for 3 weeks, Allison and I talked about this on the Daily Beans. There's absolutely no way.
Yeah. But, I mean, I love Eric Swalwell, our alpha liberal out here. He said, let me start where this will end. You will lose, Alina. He's speaking of Alina Hava.
Uh-huh. Bless you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. He said, this will be dismissed or not guilty at trial. You will be publicly humiliated and forever tied to this abuse of power. And keep your f***ing records. We will see you in the Judiciary Committee soon.
Yeah.
I just like, because he's a potty mouth. But secondly,
I do too.
Yes, I know. Harry Dunn just dropped an S-bomb and said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm used to it with Allison. I'm like, well, you are not on that trashy.
I know. Trust
trashy,
me. It takes everything I can.
Trashy little mink
show. I do the beans 5 days a week, and I'm allowed to say anything I want. So when I get here, I have to, like, zip it up like I am in elementary school.
Yes. We're all back in Catholic school. I know this is one of the lesser, you know, I don't know, outrageous, but Brian Tyler Cohen tweeted, the Trump administration has begun the process of paving over Jackie Kennedy's Rose Garden to look more like the patio at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, I feel like, you know, what did we keep saying this morning? We actually are going to have to make America great again.
Yeah,
like
we really are.
At the end of all this, right?
And the best thing about concrete is it can be broken up.
Exactly.
So, you know, do what you're going to do. Ruin the things that we'll fix them. We'll fix them.
Yeah.
It's going to take years, but we'll fix them.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get bent out of shape by little things like that.
Yeah,
because we can fix it as soon as he's gone.
We had Mayor Bass on, you know, a couple days ago, and she was saying, yeah, we got to do some cleanup downtown.
Yeah.
And Chris and I are like, we're in. And let us know how we can
go in
and help.
100%. I will absolutely put on my gear, get down there, pick up garbage, whatever we need to do.
Brian Tyler Cohen also posts, Tulsi Gabbard says she put thousands of classified JFK, speaking, we're on the JFK subject, classified JFK documents into AI chatbot so it could tell her which ones she can release to the public. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
Stop
God.
It.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So she also, I don't know, is this just more Putin talking points, fear-mongering? I'm not really sure. She's such a lunatic that she issued a searing rebuke of political elites and warmongers she claimed were bringing the world closer to the brink of nuclear annihilation than ever by fomenting tensions between nations while shielding themselves in bunkers. One of these people is crazier than the next. Bobby Kennedy and his bleach enthusiasts.
Yeah.
Is that the new?
They're back. Oh,
they're back. The bleach groups are back.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I just, okay. Dana, just general thoughts.
Dana, help. Dana.
Oh, help? Yeah, no, I can't. Are you kidding me? We were talking about Robert F. Kennedy. They just got rid of, like, everyone that has to do with, I think, vaccinations. They just got rid of another board that protects us in the CDC. This is horrifying. Like, I would love to help you, but until this guy's gone or we overtake this again, what are you going to do? Take your damn vitamins. Make sure that you get vaccinated, because herd immunity is not really a thing right now.
All right. I just wanted, as an ex-Catholic and girl in the year of our Lord, 2025.
Okay.
I just love the fact that Pope Bob of Chicago wore a Chicago White Sox hat at the Vatican.
Yep.
How you doing, Bob?
How you doing? Yeah.
I love that.
Is he going to say Da Bears in a sermon at some point? I hope so.
Probably.
I mean, I don't know much
about...
It might
be about hairy gay men, but he's going to...
Oh, hey. Dana Louise. Go.
I don't know much about his sense of humor. I don't know if he has a sense of humor. I think he might.
I feel like wearing a Chicago White Sox hat in the Vatican is, you know, a little...
Okay.
I bet he's got a sense of humor. I mean, he hates J.D. Vance. Everyone who hates J.D. Vance can tell at least one joke.
Yeah. There you go. All right, 19... if he calls him a couch worker in his next sermon...
Don't think that's going to happen.
I will be in heaven. I will ascend directly to heaven. Okay, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock. Ah. Yeah, yeah. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen up, listen up, listen up.
Listen up.
In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on just one document. Use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county. Just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Mm. Then they can take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't know until you get a foreclosure notice.
Goodness.
Or a collection notice. What the? When is the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, that's what they're hoping for. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection that is 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes if fraud happens. They spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go now to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That is HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am a true fan of this product, I got to tell you, because I used to have to take, like, separate things for everything, like hair, nails, digestion. I've had, like, acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. You know, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body, and it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, you know, 15 years ago as a physical therapist working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results.
So it's great. It's flavorless. That doesn't clump. I put it in my coffee every morning, but you can put it in your smoothie. Use the collagen PM at night in my tea that has chamomile in it. Yeah, just talk to us about, because your point is, I think after age 50, we lose almost 50% of our collagen naturally.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, we do produce it on our own, but that decline of natural production of collagen inside of us starts to decline even around the age of 20. But around the age of 50, it really starts to accelerate.
And just two scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. As we were saying, it's the consistency is the key. There's, you know, I've used other products where you have that clumping, and it's this is absolutely completely flavorless, like you say, tasteless. It just goes right in there. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It really is a great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try it for 8 weeks and you stay consistent, like what you're talking about here, then you notice it.
From GetNativePath, thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Yes. Thanks, Doc.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
And the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Dana's not a secret. She is our Thursday lover.
Lover.
Yes. Damien in York, Pennsylvania says 2025 is not the year of our Lord. It's the year of, oh, dear Lord. Okay.
Yeah. Someone said that if 2025 was a cocktail, it would be a colonoscopy prep.
Oh, dear Lord. What did he do now? Yeah. Wayne says, as of this morning's Guardian, ICE is going after undocumented agricultural workers in California. Did you see it on TV? Mm-hmm. Chasing them through the fields. This will be trouble for winter vegetables in the U.S. Imported fruits and veggies will carry tariff increases. Florida growers are already plowing unharvested ripened tomatoes into the ground due to lack of workers to pick them. I mean,
we have a little bit of an update on that story this
morning.
Pardon
me, yes.
This morning he said, our great farmers and people in the hotel and leisure business have been stating that our very aggressive policy on immigration is taking very good long-time workers away from them, with those jobs being almost impossible to replace. In many cases, the criminals allowed into our country by the very stupid Biden open borders policy are applying for those jobs. So he's putting up a hold on picking up people at hotels and on farms. Because it's...
Yeah, why hasn't ICE raided Mar-a-Lago yet?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If this is a federal thing, you know how many undocumented workers he probably has?
Exactly.
Or all the businesses in red states. I mean, he's clearly trying to pick fights in blue states and cities.
Right.
And
but he's putting a hold on that right now, I guess. We'll see if... pans out.
I also think we need to acknowledge, and I know that we do this here, when we talk about our immigrant community, we have got to stop talking about them in the sense of, like, they clean our houses, they build our houses, they pick our vegetables. Like, there's a lot of immigrant community in the sciences and doctors and lawyers all these other things. So I just want to make sure that we, and I know we do that here, but when people talk, be really careful what you're talking about. Like, oh, you think Americans are going to do those jobs? What are you talking about? We have immigrants in every single part of our economic structure in this United States.
Yep, absolutely. Karen in Chicago, you're on with Dana. Hello.
Oh, my gosh, Dana, that is right. And I just want to say, you know, I had so many other things that I wanted to talk about, but every time you come on, Dana, it's like a pressure valve gets released.
Oh,
thank you. You know, honestly, because you're such a champion, and as a mother of a trans child, I want to have a larger conversation with you, and I hope I get that opportunity sometime. But, you know, every time I hear any of these spokespeople for Trump, it's the ignorance, apathy, and the fear that has been allowed to successfully get them into office, and particularly attacking the trans community. I had a conversation with somebody at coffee this morning, and she absolutely confirmed for me how we are here and how easy it is for them to inject these narratives to make people afraid and to confuse and muddy the waters, and particularly in regards to the trans community.
Can I say, Karen, one thing I've seen, and Dana, you've probably seen this too online, it really infuriates me, is Democrats trying to flip this issue and going, it's you guys focusing on those seven trans athletes going to lose me my health care and my whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like blaming us for the people that support trans people. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Dana, though, if you are willing, I would love to be able to talk to you about my experience, because as I explained to this woman, every parent's situation, every child's situation is unique.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely.
You can't, and I would love to talk to you about that sometime.
Yeah. Shoot me an email at my website, which is danagoldberg.com. Eventually, I'll get the message on the contact form.
Yeah.
Right back with more.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison leaders have unveiled new plans they say could increase housing supply and housing options in the city. The housing shortage has become a big picture crisis in Dane County. We have some of the lowest vacancy rates in the country. By 2050, the area is expected to have 115,000 more residents than it does now. In the shorter term, city officials are planning to add 15,000 housing units by 2030 to keep up with that population growth. Now they're proposing new city legislation that would make it easier to meet those goals and add more housing. Duplexes are currently allowed in about one-third of the city, but one of these proposals would allow duplexes everywhere. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
About one block around my house, and there's a number of one units, there's several two units, there's a three unit just down the block from me. You go a couple more blocks out, we've got a bunch more duplexes and some four units, and I've got one of the most popular neighborhoods in Madison right now. So what we're trying to do is make it legal to build the kinds of neighborhoods that used to get built in Madison that people want to live in.
The package also includes allowing people with what they call deep lots to split up their property so another unit can be built in their backyard. Creating more housing in established neighborhoods can be a tough sell to residents. But Alder Tag Evers says doing it with proposals like this, which are not targeting big apartment buildings, can make a difference.
Density is a dirty word for some. Not all the changes, however, that we need to embrace are dramatic. Allowing duplexes by right in all areas of the city adds gentle density, imposing rather modest changes to our city's housing landscape.
These proposals have a lot of sponsors. They are expected to pass the Common Council. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with high temperatures, nice and mild still, making it to the upper 70s. Got a chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. And of course, more pop up by Friday afternoon. With a damp and dreary start to the weekend, a few showers could still linger early on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, you can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, the Wisconsin Policy Forum drops a bombshell report on the impacts of the big, brutal bill in Wisconsin. I'm joined by their communications director, and we break it down.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
An option. It's...
Mr. Secretary, how are you doing?
So far, so good.
Okay, I was just curious because I know Elon Musk body checked you at the White House. I just no animosity to Elon Musk, right?
You know that?
That's what I heard.
So you believe you believe what you read on Breitbart you're telling us, Congressman.
I didn't know if it was too sensitive for you. I won't ask that question, but let me move on.
I will take South Carolina over South Africa any day.
Oh, dear.
I don't even know what that was. Dana, somebody said, you know, it's pride when two messy queens have a messy, messy breakup. So, yep. And I don't know what's happening. Is this the reconciliation phase? What are we in now? I don't.
It's the apology tour, according to his social media. Apparently, Musk going, I may have gone too far with the posts. And
right.
I'm sure they're threatening him with all kinds of things.
Absolutely.
That's
charging
what
him.
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, nobody knows better than he does how lawless Donald Trump is, how petty and vindictive, that if this escalated further, would you put it past him to, you know,
cut off all his
contracts, seize his companies, deport him? I mean, you know.
That's exactly it. They can get him out of here without even proving that he hacked the election, if indeed he did hack the election, because they're not going to prove that, because then Donald, you know, he's got to deal with those repercussions. But they can get him on a ton of other things. And so, yeah, he's now on his apology tour.
Oh, God, it's so pathetic. I regret some of my posts about President Trump last week. They went too far. Headline, coward Elon Musk mocked on his own platform after bending the knee to Trump. Seth Abrams said, God, what a coward you are. You're an inch tall and he owns you now. I mean,
this is true. It's true.
Yeah, you picked Kong in the Kong versus Godzilla fight.
I picked Godzilla.
Oh.
Because Godzilla can breathe fire and shoot lasers out of his eyes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Nuclear laser beam.
All right. I didn't know which was which. But didn't you feel like the civilians in that movie? You're like, oh, God, how many of us are going to die in the... Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's it.
A Wisconsin nonprofit focused on fighting for fair elections has filed a legal complaint alleging Elon Musk illegally bribed voters by giving out cash prizes this year in his attempt to help conservatives take control of the swing state Supreme Court. They say it violated the state's election law in a brazen scheme to bribe Wisconsin citizens to vote, which it did. The good news is it didn't work.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's hopefully a good sign for the midterms as well, right?
I think so, too. Nebraska. I think there's a lot of good signs. A lot of good signs for the midterms. But, you know, I just want to make sure that our elections are free and fair and they're protected. But the way that some of these races are going, not just flipping red areas, but expanding blue percentages in races that, you know, in areas that Kamala won in the last election.
South Carolina just flipped blue. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, I think all things are possible. I'm sorry, DOJ Barbie.
Yes.
I can't tell what Barbie's... Do you think that's how it is in the morning of the Trump? But just everyone's, hi, Barbie. Because there's
DOJ Barbie,
there's Ice Barbie.
They all look exactly alike.
They do. Press Room Barbie, you know, Baghdad Bob Barbie, whatever her name is. Okay.
Gavin Newsom has not been out to the scene. He has not turned on the television set to see the incredible amount of violence that was happening, is happening in Los Angeles. President Trump is going to make America safe again. We're going to protect Americans, and that includes Californians. If Gavin Newsom isn't going to protect them, we are.
Yeah, sure. Gavin Newsom has no idea what's going on in his own state.
Against what? People going to their immigration appointments? People going to work? What are you protecting us against?
This is like, one after the other, what's this latest this morning? We mentioned this already, Dana, but it just has to call him out it's back now several lies ago, in terms of the LA police chief calling out Trump's lie. Mm-hmm. He's like, I did not request National Guard. Right. I specifically said no. I mean, so Pam Bondi said Californians who loot or assault law enforcement will be subject to arrest as federal authorities continue to escalate tensions. He said President Trump's going to make America safe again. We're going to protect Americans, and that includes Californians. I mean, by the way, they're all reporting that ICE is the one that started the violence.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
they wanted to take over the state. You can tell also by the language Trump is using that he wants to enforce the Insurrection Act, and as well as the Alien, whatever it's called, Act.
Right.
Because the way he's talking about people, they're calling him aliens. They're saying that, you know, there's an insurrection in California. They're doing the language in the hopes that it sticks. But it doesn't matter how many times he says it. We have to continue documenting this so that we know, because it's going to go to court. I mean, it already is going to court. So as long as we keep documenting stuff.
Surprising that an adjudicated rapist who's been accused of sexual assault how many times does not understand that no means no. I mean, We keep saying no, right? No, National Guard, no, Marines. I mean, we just, the Florida AG said, oh, we're going to send our National Guard. Stop. There's like three blocks, and there's nothing happening here.
It's reminding me of that Susie Izzard where they're like, Keiko death. And they're like, I'll have cake. And he's like, oh, damn it. All right, Keiko death. I'll have cake too, please. He's like, National Guard and Marines? No, thank you. Okay, fine. I'll go to another city. National Guard and Marines? No, thank you.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced National Guard troops will be sent to locations across the state, making him the first governor to willingly use military force to respond to anti-ICE protests. He said the National Guard will use every tool and strategy to help law enforcement maintain order. First of all, it's places nothing is happening yet.
Right. Also, legally, the National Guard cannot touch civilians. They cannot do anything. They can bring us coffee. They can order pizza. Right. They can make sure that we are just enjoying our days. They are not allowed to touch civilians in this situation. They are not called out. There's not an emergency. There's not an evasion. Right. No executive order has been made. They can't do this. Yeah. So I don't. It's just a waste of taxpayer money.
All right. BS Barbie, your friend Caroline.
Oh, hey, girl.
I need to narrow that down, Caroline. Okay. All right.
The president said yesterday that paid insurrectionists were behind or were involved in the protests in Los Angeles. Does the White House have any more details about who they believe is paying these protests?
The president spoke about this last night when he returned from Fort Bragg, because frankly, the president has a lot of common sense. And if you look at some of the imagery that we have received from the Department of Homeland Security and ICE and law enforcement who are on the ground, you will see boxes and boxes of very professionalized masks and rioting equipment being dropped off for these protesters. So it's a good question the president rioting is raising equipment? And one we are looking into.
What is rioting equipment? Okay, we said this earlier, Dana. They don't understand. They always say liberal protesters are paid because they can't understand anyone caring about other people.
Right. Well, that's because they have to they have to pay their protesters. Yeah. That's why they're saying it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all an admission every single time.
I thought I saw it. Did I see on Craigslist there need seat fillers already for the Trump small in the pants parade? Yeah. I mean, it's like everything they say is a projection at this point, isn't it?
100%.
Okay, you know what? This may be the turning point in the L.A. thing here, because Trump has lost the Kardashian.
Oh, no.
We've got a Kardashian down.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Trump administration feuds with former ally Kim Kardashian after she calls out inhumane ICE raids. Okay, this is the turning point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've hit maximum Kardashian. Kim Kardashian earned pushback from Trump's administration after condemning current ICE raids as inhumane.
Thank you for your support, Kim.
Thank you, Kim. That.
Okay, Kim.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, girl.
Took you long enough, but you know.
Right. When we're told that ICE exists to keep our country safe and remove violent criminals, great, Kardashian wrote. But when we witness innocent, hardworking people being ripped from their families in inhumane ways, we have to speak up. We have to do what's right. No matter where you fall politically, it's clear that our communities thrive because of the contributions of immigrants. We can't turn a blind eye when fear and injustice keep people from living their lives freely in safety. There has to be a better way. Trisha, who's this? She's the new Trisha. Remember we met Trisha, blonde Trisha.
Oh, Trisha, yes. I remember her.
Yeah. She's Assistant Secretary for Homeland Security for ICE Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She said, Kim Kardashian, which one of these convicted child molesters, murderers, drug traffickers, and rapists would you like to stay in the country? You know, Trisha seems nice. She seems
lovely. They gave them a quota. They are running through strawberry fields and arresting people with no criminal record literally picking strawberries.
And by the way, Dan, I keep saying it. Why, if these are such horrible, murderers, and why haven't you arrested them? Why'd you have to wait for Dr. Phil to show up and do a TV show? I mean, it makes no sense, right?
And if all these people are mooching off of our country, why are you raiding workplaces? Because they seem to be paying taxes and working hard for the American people.
Right. They're both lazy moochers and willing to, work 12 hours in blazing sun for $5 an hour, right? It's like it can't be both. There's just so much cognitive dissonance around this whole thing, Dana. Okay. House Democrats seeking more information in a face-to-face briefing from the U.S. Postal Service after the Trump administration's use of the postal infection officers to aid the Department of Homeland Security with Trump's immigration crackdown. I mean, Dana, I know you and Allison talk about this. He does so many illegal things. on like a not even just an hourly basis.
Yeah,
that it's hard to keep up with.
There are so many people suing. There are so many people, lawyers that are working. There are so many law firms that are he's keeping them in business. But yes, it's on a daily basis. Several laws broken every day.
Yeah, Pete in Wisconsin. Hey, Pete.
Good morning, Guerrilla Radio. All right.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm not sure if you guys saw this story, but ICE threw flashbangs in at a kid's birthday party. And so this is where I'm actually going to need the help of Stephanie Miller International.
Yes.
And I'm dead serious about this because I've got a question that I want somebody on the national news to ask. And the question goes something like this. Why is it okay to use flashbangs against brown kids, and it is not okay to teach white kids about why Rosa Parks was arrested? Like, we're at a time right now where we can throw flashbang grenades at brown kids, but then at the same time, we cannot teach white kids about why Rosa Parks was arrested.
Yeah, I mean, Dana, that's another, just the generation that we are terrorizing. You know,
yeah.
I mean, the kids were terrorizing because, you know, and they're in many cases legal because they're targeting their parents.
Absolutely.
I mean, they arrested a mom in a pickup line. What happens to that kid now? I mean,
right.
Yeah.
We also have to remember, even if it's not a United States citizen, they have due process under our
exactly.
Constitution. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they keep talking about that.
Anybody on U.S. soil has due process rights.
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying. It's just, you know, because of Stephen Miller's quota, it's just grab anybody. Brown.
Yep.
You know, Clarence in New York. Hello, Clarence. You're on with Dana.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Well, first of all, hi. And
hi.
I just had an idea about how to piss off Trump.
Okay.
And I call it PTO, you know, PTO taco, and piss Trump off.
Okay.
I heard that they were paying people to go to his parade.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
You know, paying people to be in the stand, so on and so forth. Why not take the money, go to his stupid parade, but turn your back on the person? I can't curse, right?
No, you cannot.
It's going to rain. Who wants to waste their back? Right? I just hope.
I was mad that it looks like it's not going to rain till 6. I'm like, can we move it up, Mother
Come
Nature?
On. God, just send us a sign, any kind of sign, if
right.
maybe America might have made some sort of error in the electoral process. Just send us a sign. There is supposed to be lightning. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just give me a sign.
No! Okay. All right, 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Oh, my God, I told you about my... It's the all-day tee and studio pant collection.
Yeah?
They're so soft.
Oh.
Soft. I think I'm going to travel in them. Oh, my God, the pants. And then there's a cute black T-shirt, men's or women's. Oh, my God, Father's Day coming up. Holy cow. Incredibly soft, breathable, made for all-day comfort, whether he's lounging, traveling, or relaxing at home. Everything they make is so soft, so luxurious. Cozier sheets. I've got the duvet cover. I've got the pillowcases. I've got the Cozier jammies. Taking those jammies on the road with me. It's hot as balls back east, Chris.
It is. It's humid. Humid,
yeah.
AF.
Doing my short sleeve, right? Cozier jammies. I'm telling you, the temperature regulation is real. You don't wake up sweaty anymore, even on warm nights. Every apparel item comes with a lifetime warranty, a true testament to their quality and durability. Cozier.com. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. Cozier.com. Type in Stephanie.
A major meow moment.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, lately it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for affirming care. Not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. extreme, it's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now's the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Become a member today. Join and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 to support their work, because we're religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply. Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter, the name and number of your vet, the code to your alarm system? Think about all the steps you need to take to prepare for vacation. You'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Every knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. From your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, the knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a knockbox. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com/Stephanie. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie to get 16% off right now. Stay calm. Get organized today. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The John and Gordy Show.
Do we get another voice
just
note
to see
there?
If it works for us.
Troy from Mount Hora. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
Okay, thank you for that. Wow. So you can go to the Civic Media app. You know,
just collect them and start using them against me. Okay. I'm feeling persecuted now.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I know you're a very sensitive guy.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by CB Distillery.
Oh, yeah.
Right? What? Belle and I have some bouts of insomnia, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the tossy-turny. I don't know how many episodes I watched of This Is Us, but a lot. Got stuff on your mind. Uh-huh. You got to shut your mind off. I'm telling you, CB Distillery is the best. It's not just for sleep. It offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, focus, pain after exercise. I'm going to bring that relief stick with me because I'm going on a bike trip with my sister in North Carolina next week. And I will, by virtue of being me and unwise, I will overdo.
You always do.
Yeah. So there you go. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concern, you have not found relief, or make the change like millions have to CBD from CB Distillery, the source we trust. For a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Dude, CBDistillery.com. Type in the promo code Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. 53 minutes after the hour. Oh, it's just so sad.
What happened?
Just the, the whole, you know, the breakup, makeup. It's okay. Just, we've all been through it, haven't we, Dana? First buddy, Elon
more
Musk.
Than others.
As we mentioned, admitted late Tuesday he'd gone too far in his personal attacks. Trump said, I thought it was very nice he did that. He did not say whether he's willing to let bygones be bygones.
Oh, God.
Friday, Trump had told CNN that Musk was crazy. Oh, talking about your crazy ex. Come on. And threatened to look into revoking his contracts. I feel like we have some more twists and turns to go with this whole messy.
I don't think that Musk understands that he got in bed with the dumbest mafia ever.
Right.
Like he thought this was going to work out for him. He kept him out of prison. He did all of these things. For him to not think that this guy was going to not necessarily quarterly own him at the end of this is just insane.
Yeah. It's insane. Yeah.
And now he can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Now his hands are tied, too, unless they burn down the whole thing on the way out, which would be lovely.
Yeah. Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. He lied down with a junkyard dog, and he woke up with fleas, and he's wondering why he has all these fleas on him.
There you go. So we've been talking about being here in L.A. and combating just this constant barrage of lies from Trump and his administration. So Trump attempted to use Fox News, I just love this, for a dramatic gotcha moment in his escalating battle with California Governor Gavin Newsom, only to discover that the screenshot from his phone proved he was wrong. I don't think he understands how, Photoshop or phones work.
Probably not.
He told reporters in the Oval Office last time he spoke to Newsom was a day ago, right? Newsom quickly countered there was no call, not even a voicemail. Trump responded by sending a screenshot of his call log with Newsom to Fox News anchor John Roberts. The call log showed that he had called Newsom twice, but it was on June 7th, which was not Monday. Even Roberts acknowledged the calls were not made a day ago, as Trump claimed. But it's just like, even when he thinks he's showing, you're like, right. That's exactly what Gavin Newsom said. What you just think was
But there is also a possibility syphilis brain over there has no idea when he actually spoke to him. He may think he spoke to him yesterday when it was a week ago. The man is losing his mind.
It's true. It is true. Can I say Senator Patty Murray loved a Democrat in Washington issued a scathing rebuke of Pete Kegbreath. Do we give Alison Gill credit for that? I can't remember. I don't know where she begins and I end. I don't. I think mine was Secretary Drunky McRapey. But then I have to.
We use Keg Seth a lot on ours. But
right.
Keg Breath is also,
Yeah. But then I have to differentiate not Drunky McRapey, Supreme Court, Drunky McRapey, Department of Defense.
Yeah.
Or former congressperson in Florida, Drunky McRapey.
Rapey McForehead. That's different.
Yeah.
That one's very clear. Yeah. Okay. to his face during a two-minute statement where she slammed him over everything from the Pentagon personnel issues to Signalgate. I mean, wow. Where's Signalgate? Just gone. That's how chaotic and incompetent this administration is. She said, in a matter of months, you've lost top aides, recently struggled to hire new ones. You fired highly respected top military officials. You shared highly sensitive attack plans over Signal, apparently with people in your own personal circles. You're deploying the American military to police the American people. You're sending the National Guard to California without the governor's request, sending the Marines not after foreign threats, but after American protesters. And now President Trump is promising heavy force against peaceful protesters at his D.C. military parade. These sorts of actions and that sort of rhetoric from a president of the United States should stop every one of us cold. Threatening to use our own troops on our own citizens on such a scale is unprecedented. It's unconstitutional. It's downright un-American. We should be speaking out against this and demanding accountability. I mean, a lot of Democrats fighting the good fight, Dana, you know?
They really are.
And they are.
And I'm glad people are speaking up. There's a lot of people doing what they can right now, and we need to do it in bigger numbers.
Yep.
Donna in Phoenix, you're on with Dana. Hey, Donna.
Hi. Hi, everyone. And hi, Dana. I love listening to your show with Allison.
Thank you.
A couple things. Number one, I would like to offer my services to the Stephanie Miller Show as a retired special education teacher, because Lord knows. But regarding polling, this will be my tell as to how things are looking with the Republicans' internal polling as they head into 2026. if Alito and Thomas retire in June of next year, that means their polling is bad because they're going to retire so Trump can get them replaced before the Democrats get the House and the Senate back.
Yep, so we just need to blue tsunami this mother. Okay, and on Daily Beans with Dana Goldberg, DG Comedy on all the socials. We love you, Dana.
And I love you. Thanks for having me.
See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome beauty queen and security expert Jenna Watkins. And then we grill pizza in the studio with Papa John's owner, Danny Bim. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., championship golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Just in moments ago from New York, the judge in Harvey Weinstein's retrial has declared a mistrial on the remaining rape charge for the movie mogul, as a jury foreperson said they could not deliberate anymore. An Air India flight with hundreds of people on board crashing into a dense neighborhood minutes after takeoff in northwest India. The plane bound for London. Investigators have been on the scene since it happened. ABC aviation consultant John Nance with more on how experts will figure out what went wrong.
Basically, you rule nothing in, you rule nothing out at the beginning of this an accident. But there are incredible indications here that we're going to be able to triangulate with a lot of different video. This is a different age than it was 10 or 20 years ago. We have actual video of crashes that can help anybody who's investigating it very, very profoundly.
Supreme Court ruling in favor of a Georgia family who was prevented from suing the federal government over an FBI raid of their home. This is ABC News.